Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. And the Lord I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm off.
Woman of God, did you want to pray first?
It doesn't matter however you want to do it. You mean pray?
Or to pray. I'm sorry, say that again.
I'm sorry. You said you mean pray now or pray first during the broadcast? I don't know.
During the broadcast. That's what I mean.
No, you can go ahead and start. That's fine.
Okay. Amen, amen. The Lord hears you, he sees you, and he understands. He knows all about what you're going through, all about your troubles, and he wants you to come to him and tell him all about what's going on. He has an answer. He has a remedy. But most of all, he has a safe place where you can run and hide as the righteous. He is the strong tower, where we can run in and be safe. Thank God for each and every one of you on the line on tonight. We are going to have prayer in lieu of School of the Prophets. If you have a prayer request, if you would text it to 512-713-1602, and we will call out that prayer request and also include your family's name along with it if you so see fit. Right now, I am going to give you our announcements. Monday through Thursday is our family faith ambassadors, family faith ambassadors broadcast. Monday night is staying on purpose. I'm already ready for prayer. Monday night is staying on purpose broadcast, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday night is our women's ministry, Women of Wisdom and Power broadcast. Wednesday night is our youth resurgence. And Thursday is School of the Prophet. Join us any of those nights, as well as all of those nights. You don't want to miss what's going on in Faith Ambassadors on the broadcast. You don't want to miss what the Lord is releasing via his word and his vessels as well. Email us if you have any questions, if you have any requests, if you need to speak with one of the leadership, myself, Pastor Dotson, Senior Pastor, Assistant Pastor, Prophetess LaToya, or even Chief Apostle Daniel Carter. Email us, faithambassadors, the number 247 at gmail.com, faithambassadors with an S, the number 247 at gmail.com. As well, you can check out our website, faithambassadors247.com, faithambassadors247.com. We are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, as well as Instagram. If you connect with us, like one page, join the other on Facebook, as well as follow us on Instagram and Twitter, you will not miss the announcements that we have for our broadcast, subjects we're covering, speakers that will be on, requests that we have, words that will go forth in God. You don't want to miss it. Be connected. Get connected. Amen. You can search for Faith Ambassadors. You can search for Youth Resurgence on Facebook. You can search for Bishop Daniel Carter, and you will find us on Facebook as well. You can search the same way on Instagram and Twitter. We will be more prevalent on social media, myself and Prophetess LaToya, doing a few more broadcasts there to keep the people informed of what's going on with Faith Ambassadors and in the kingdom. Again, we thank God for you, whether you're in the prison that we have, at home, at work, at school, in the car, on the job, wherever you may be, we thank God for you tuning in on tonight to this broadcast to participate, be a part of prayer. If you would, do us a huge favor and go ahead and invite someone. Your social media, you can type in the phone number and say join us on your contact list. Someone you know needs to hear prayer or needs prayer. You can text them the number 512-713-1602. 512-713-1602. Text your prayer request, and we will pray for you on tonight. At this time, because we're having prayer, I'm going to play about 2 minutes of a song, and then we're going to come back and get right into prayer, covering various areas and those who desire prayer for their families and for various other reasons.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life when you come to my rescue 1,000 times? Every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides, he'll come through. When the clouds of doubt rain down
Amen, amen. Watch God provide. We believe, God, that as these prayers go forth on tonight, that not only does He hear our prayer, I know that He hears my prayer. I know that He hears your prayer. But not only will He hear them, but He will answer whichever way pleases Him, whatever is His perfect will, He will answer our prayers. The scripture that I'm going to read tonight, Philippians, the fourth chapter, the sixth verse. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The word of the Lord is already blessed. Let the hearers and doers and those that apply His word be blessed as well. I'm going to be covering families, the state of Texas, because more than just Houston was impacted by the storm, Harvey. Miracles, relationships. We'll be coming against generational curses and calling for generational blessings. Prophetess Latoya will then come and cover some areas as well as the Holy Spirit leads us. Again, if you have a prayer request, go ahead and text it to 512-713-1602. Father God, in the name of Jesus, our Father, Abba Father, which art in heaven, Lord, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. God, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. God, we thank you for this time to come before you, this time to to seek your face, this time to love on you, this time to praise your name, to enter your gates with thanksgiving, enter your courts with praise. And so, God, we just want to take time to do that right now, Father. We say thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for keeping us enclosed in our right mind. We thank you that despite what the situation says, God, you are still in control. You have the final say. You are the judge. You are the jury. You are the lawyer in the courtroom, God. We thank you that you are Alpha and Omega. We thank you for being a healer. We thank you for being a deliverer. We thank you for being our strong tower. We thank you for being our place of refuge. We thank you for sending your son and him giving his life. We thank you that he took the lashes that we would be healed. We thank you that he shed his blood and he hung on Calvary. God, we thank you that he rose again with all power, giving us that power, God, access to that power, God, endowing us with that power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon us. God, we thank you, God, on tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise, God, on tonight. Despite of someone says that they're about to be evicted, but God, you are shelter. You provide. You bring finances out of nowhere. You bring favor. That goes farther than finances. So God, thank you for providing. In advance, we give you praise for providing, that family will not be homeless, that family will not be in a shelter. But God, we thank you for favor. And God, we thank you that you have given your people, that family, the head of the family, holy boldness and confidence to seek the yes that you have for them, to seek out the favor that you have for them, to seek out the open door, to hear your voice and follow your directions, to walk in the footsteps that you have ordered for them to get to the place of where the blessing is. God, we thank you for doing it on tonight. You are the supplier of every one of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So tonight, God, we thank you. Someone is on the verge of repossession of their vehicle and they need it for work. They need it for their family. So God, tonight, we thank you for providing. We thank you that you will stay the hand of the repossessor, God. We thank you, God, that you are paying off that debt right now, God. We call for debt released right now in the name of Jesus for everyone that will grab hold of it, everyone that will believe, everyone that will know that you are a debt canceller. God, we thank you tonight for canceling debt. We thank you for paying bills on time, in full, with an abundance of money left over. God, we thank you on tonight for blessing the Carr family, the Hawkins family, the Tinker family, God. Whatever they stand in need of, Father, we thank you that you are our provider. You are the husbandman. You are the vine dresser. That means that whatever fruit there shall be, you allow it to be on the vine, God. You dress the vine with whatever we need, God. We thank you daily, daily, daily you load us up with benefits. And for that, God, we want to say thank you. We thank you for the upload and the download of your benefits, God. Your blessings make us rich and add no sorrow. So, God, for that, we thank you that whatever you bring into our hand, whatever you bring into our lives is a blessing, God, and that we don't take it for granted. We are not ungrateful or unappreciative, but, God, we give you praise for what you're doing and how you're doing it in the lives of your people. Now, God, we thank you for the provision of those that have been impacted by the storm, God. It's not the end. Some may have lost family members. Some may have been scattered. Some may have had to go in different directions. But God, you be glorified. You bring comfort, God, where there is sorrow, in the name of Jesus. God, let no one fall into the hands of scammers. Let no one fall into the hands of those that would misuse and abuse the funds, the donations that are being raised, God. But let them distribute glory as your apostles would in the time of need, God, according to the need of the people. So, God, we thank you that every fund allocated would go appropriately to the right person in the right place at the right time. God, we thank you that you're still even drawing back the waters in the name of Jesus, that someone will get a new house, someone will have a new car, someone will begin a new life in a new place because of the storm. But God, heal the mind, heal the emotions. Glory, thank you. Let them begin to see the blessing in the storm. Yes, the blessing in the storm that took them from the place that you no longer wanted them to be for some, and took them to the place of called there. There where you wanted them to be, there where you needed them to be, there was a blessing multiplied and running over, God, is for them. God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for those miracles, signs, and wonders that follow them that believe. God, I thank you for what you're doing and how you're doing it in the lives of your people on tonight, God. We thank you that as this month of August ends and September begins, even the crossover, God, there will be a blessing even in the midnight hour that will meet your people, God, your faithful ones, the reward that is attached to their faithfulness, Father. We thank you right now that you're doing it on their behalf. Someone needs bills paid. Someone needs a financial breakthrough. God, do it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Someone's marriage, God, someone's relationship with their mother, their father, their children, their siblings, God, needs restoration and repairing. There needs to be forgiveness. God, do it for your glory. God, let there be kindness shown. Let there be love shown that flows from heart to heart and breath to breath. God, let your people be reconciled back to you, God, so they can reconcile one with another. Let there be forgiveness that flows like never before, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless your name for it right now, God. We thank you that you're doing what only you can do by your Holy Ghost power, Father. We thank you on tonight for reconciled relationship, God, for putting marriages back together, for bringing understanding, for replenishing, God, even reminding the man and the woman of God why they came together in the first place. Let them find each other in you again. Let them find each other in love. Let them choose love again another day. In the name of Jesus, each and every day. Not choosing that it's for a lifetime, but beginning to see that I can choose to love you today. I've decided to love you today, and each and every day make that choice to love and not putting more pressure and more weight on themselves than necessary. God, we thank you for reminding the married couples, glory, to love again today, and that there is hope, and that it doesn't have to end this way. We rebuke the spirit of divorce in the name of Jesus. But God, we thank you that you snatched your people out of the hand of abusers, God. We thank you that you have snatched your people out of the hands of manipulators and controllers, God. We thank you that you have awakened them to the truth that you have made a way of escape out of that trouble in their lives, God. We thank you. Give them a new beginning and a new place, God. Hide them in you, under your feathers, under your wings, God. Hide them as you heal them, as you do spiritual surgery on them. Hide them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are restoring hope in the name of Jesus, that you are activating faith and increasing faith in some cases, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you're delivering the alcoholic from being an alcoholic. We thank you that you're delivering the drug addict from being a drug addict, God. We thank you that you're delivering the whoremonger and the womanizer and the manizer from their ways, God. In the name of Jesus, those that have us carry a spirit of lust and perversion, you're delivering even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for deliverance on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, even those that feel like they, I don't know why I'm going here, those that feel like they have to watch porn, that they have to participate in ungodly acts, God, we thank you that you have snatched the taste away, glory, in the name of Jesus. And some have decided, I don't want to live this way anymore. I lay aside this weight that does so easily beset me. And so, God, we thank you on tonight for mending, for repairing, restoring, replenishing, reviving relationships, marriages. And God, I thank you for those that are unmarried, God, that you would help us to be kept by you. You would help us to stay out of married acts, God, and participating in things and being wives and husbands to those that are not our wives and husbands, to those that are not willing to commit to be our wife or our husband, God. We thank you on tonight that you are a keeper. And God, we thank you for keeping us in all of our ways. Thank you for having your angels encamped about us, God, lest we dash our foot against the stone. God, thank you for protecting us and providing for us in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. Glory. God, we thank you for the Nash family, that you would have your way in that marriage, God, that you would, a God experience, an experience with you, Father, that they would hear your voice and a stranger they cannot and will not follow. God, we thank you for their salvation. We thank you for their sanctification. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the deliverance in the name of Jesus. We break the curse, every generational curse that has come against their marriage, every word curse that has come against that family, God, in the name of Jesus. We call it to naught right now, in the name of Jesus. Every word falls to the ground and is destroyed. It is of non-effect. No weapon formed against the Nash family shall prosper. Every tongue, every single tongue that rises up against them shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. They are yours, God, despite whatever situation, whatever circumstance they may be in. They still belong to you. They are your children, your daughter, your son, God, your people, which call upon your name. So, God, we thank you right now that you would have your way in that family, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, God. We glorify you and magnify you. God, we thank you that every generational curse, God, every generational curse, we go back to our great-grandmother and our great-grandfather, God. We cancel it. We uproot it. We destroy it. We disintegrate it with your consuming fire in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you that you will have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus, and you would call it to naught. It cannot work anymore throughout the bloodline, even to the 1,000th generation, as long as the earth shall remain, God. We cancel every generational curse in the name of every voice that is listening, on every family that is listening on this broadcast tonight, God. We call it to naught right now in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus, the power of God, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Have your way. And we call forth generational blessings, the businesses, the ministry, the marketplace, in the name of Jesus. They will flourish. They will blossom. You will have good success in the name of Jesus. You will be divinely connected so that what God has purposed you for in this earth, it will come to pass. In the name of Jesus, you don't have to stop dreaming. Keep dreaming. You begin to call forth the blessings upon your family, upon your lineage, upon your forefathers, and your children, and your children's children, and your children's children's children, until you can't name them anymore. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that those that are listening will leave a legacy, an inheritance for their children, God. They will be the living epistles of your word. They will be the example of what a faith ambassador is. They will be the example of what living with God, for God, and on fire and doing his will and on purpose and in the plan of God, walking in the steps that are ordered by you, God. We thank you that they are examples of you, God, being transformed daily, every time they get a chance, every time it's necessary, being transformed by the renewing of their mind, God. We thank you that you have opened doors that no man can shut and shut doors that no man can open in the name of Jesus. For that, God, we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. It is so. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus, the power of God, the anointing of God, the consuming fire of God. And we give you thanks in advance for it. In the name of Jesus, Prophetess Latoya.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your word and for the power of your word, oh God. You said that your word will never return back to your void, that it will accomplish that which you sent it to do and prosper the very thing that it is sent to. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that as we cry out, oh God, for deliverance, that you not only hear us, but you heal, you set us free, and you also allow us, oh God, to be made whole in those places where we are lacking. Father, we thank you right now for the Spirit of God that lives in us. We thank you for the mind of Christ that is being transformed and renewed daily, and we bless you for it, oh God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for delivering your people, oh God, those that are crying out for deliverance from things, oh God, that their ancestors did, deliverance from things, oh God, that they inherited, deliverance from things, oh God, that they are addicted to. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for freedom, and we thank you for healing right now. Father, I thank you right now that the drug addict is being delivered, Lord. I thank you. Not only are they being delivered, oh God, but they are given freedom to live their lives, oh God, without being in bondage, that the past would no longer hold them in bondage to the addiction. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for healing everything that has happened to them in that addiction. Lord God, I thank you that the rejection, the abandonment, the abuse, oh God, would be those places in their lives and in their minds would be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for healing of every sickness and disease that they may have encountered or come in contact with or even taken upon themselves in their addictions, oh God. Father, I call out AIDS, I call out herpes, I call out syphilis, gonorrhea, Father God, chlamydia, every disease, oh God, that be let it be healed, healing in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for, you said that we would prosper and be in health even as our souls prosper. Father, I thank you right now for healing in their bodies, healing in their minds in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. I thank you for housing for them, oh God. I thank you for jobs and restoration of families and restoration of relationships with children. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that all things would work together for good to them that love you, to those who are called according to your purpose. Father, that you are causing all things to work together for their good, coming out of the addiction, oh God, in the name of Jesus, aligning them with your plan and your purpose, Father, and they continue to be delivered in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come against cigarette smoking, tobacco smoke, marijuana smoke, in the name of Jesus, deliver, heal, and set free, God. Father, I thank you right now that every nervous condition, oh God, that makes people think that they have to smoke a cigarette be done away. Father, that it be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I call every nerve, every system, oh God, to line up with its Genesis creation in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. We bless you right now for healing. We bless you right now for deliverance. And we bless you right now for freedom. Freedom. And I thank you that their ears are being anointed, that they would hear your voice and a stranger's voice would not, they would not follow. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that as they hear your voice, Lord, that they trust you, that they walk by faith and not by sight, oh God, and that they know that faith is without works is dead, that they work their faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the programs that they would become a part of, AA, NA, Celebrate Recovery, wherever you would have them go, God, that would solidify and help them continue to walk in what you have delivered them from. Father, they are not in recovery. We say that they have been delivered in the name of Jesus, and we believe for it right now. We thank you, Father. We thank you right now, oh God, for healing. We thank you, Father, for healing every sickness and every disease, Lord, every cancer, every systematic and every disease, oh God, that attacks the nervous system, the lymphatic system, the circulatory system, oh God, the bones, oh God, the skeletal system. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that all cells are being restored and renewed, oh God, that they are making new cells, that new cells are being regenerated, that healing, oh God, is manifesting right now in the lives of your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, you said in your word that if there is anyone sick among you, to call for the elders. Father, I pray that they are calling for the elders to come, to lay hands upon them and anoint them and pray, and they shall, the Bible says that they shall be healed. And Father, I thank you for their healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your spirit that is walking in the hospitals, oh God, in and out of every room. Father, touch that woman who's been praying right now in the name of Jesus. She's afraid. She just came out of surgery, Lord, and they're telling her she doesn't have much time to live, but you said that she would live and not die to declare the goodness of you while in the land of the living. Father, I thank you for her life. I thank you for her legacy. I thank you for her inheritance, for what she would leave for her children and her grandchildren and her grandchildren's children. And Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that as you travel, oh God, across this earth by your spirit, Father God, into the foreign countries, Lord, healing not only the body but the minds of your people. Father, we come against schizophrenia. We come against bipolarism. We come against depression. We come against, oh God, every mind disease, every mind sickness that the doctor diagnosed over your people. And Father, we thank you when we declare that they have the mind of Christ, that their minds, oh God, function at Genesis level, that they have the mind of Christ, that their minds are being renewed by your word, oh God. We thank you. We thank you, oh God, that even now they cast down every wicked and vain imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, bringing every thought into captivity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that as they do that, Lord, they have peace. I declare peace over them, oh God, peace of those that are in mental institutions. Lord, I declare peace in their rooms right now. I declare peace, oh God. Father God, not because of the medication, but because of your spirit. Father, I declare peace over those that are in institutions and they are in the medical ward, oh God. I thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the deaf and dumb spirit. Father, I thank you right now that seizures are being healed in the name of Jesus. Convulsions are being healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Just as you healed the man who brought his son to you and he said he foams at the mouth and he falls in the fire and he doesn't know that he's there. Father, I thank you for healing that boy of seizures in the name of Jesus, and we call it forth today in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that their ears would be open. Father, I thank you for a coherentness, oh God, that they would be coherent, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you right now. We glorify you and we magnify your name. Lord God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for raising those from the dead that you are raising up. Right now, Father, I thank you for the warmness that's coming back into their bodies. I thank you for the blood that's beginning to circulate again, the heart that's beginning to beat again, the brain waves that are beginning to move again, oh God. I thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you, oh God. We bless you, oh God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the babies that have been born today. We thank you, oh God, for every life that has been born today. Father, we even bless you and we ask that you would be with the families who have lost family members across this world today, that you would give them peace, that you would provide everything that they need to lay to rest their family members or their friends, their loved ones in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that by your spirit you would comfort them, that you would be their comforter, Holy Spirit, and we thank you. That you would comfort them and that you would ease the pain. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. Death, where is thy sting? Father, we know that to be absent from the body is to be present with you. Lord God, I pray that as there are people on their deathbeds, that they cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? And that they give their lives to you, God, that they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we bless you for that today. We thank you for adding to the church. We thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we thank you for provision and for people that are giving, oh God, people that are sowing into the lives of every person upon this earth that is in lack or without. And we thank you for it, God. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you for all that you are doing upon this earth right now. And Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the President of the United States, Lord. Your word says to pray for those who are in authority that we may live quiet and peaceful lives. Father, we thank you. We pray for him. We cover him. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that his mind, oh God, be renewed in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now that your spirit would move upon him in the name of Jesus, oh God, and give him godly wisdom to make decisions concerning your people. Father God, I come against every wicked and every adulterous thought that he has, oh God, concerning your people. Father, and I thank you right now, and I loose the spirit of righteousness and the spirit, oh God, of peace upon him in the name of Jesus. Lord, steady his tongue. Set a guard at his mouth, oh God, that the things that come out of his mouth would be pleasing unto you. Father, I thank you right now. I pray for his wife, oh God. I pray that she become the praying woman, that she would cover him in prayer, oh God, like never before. His children, oh God, that they would pray and cover him like never before. Those that are in his cabinet, oh God, that they would pray and cover him like never before, declaring your word over his life. Father, I thank you right now. And every word that he has spoken out of his mouth, oh God, that was a curse, I bind it right now and I render it ineffective, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we send it back to the pits of hell right now. Right now, God. Right now, Father, every unholy alliance, oh God, we tear down in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. Lord God, every unholy connection that he has made, oh God, we pray right now against it in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way. Have your way. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the United States of America. We pray for her. We pray for the United States of America, oh God, land of the free, home of the brave. Father, we thank you right now that for what you are doing in this country, and we bless you for it. We glorify you and we honor you, O God. We say, nevertheless, not our will, your will be done. And we thank you for those that are carrying out your plan, your will, and your purpose in this earth, Lord. We love you and we glorify you. We thank you for healing. We thank you for freedom in Christ. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for setting us free, O God, in the places in our souls where we have been bound. And we love you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Lord. This was for you. People of God, we thank God for you being on this line, for texting in your request, for hearing and participating. I pray that you were praying in your heavenly language while prayer was going forth, as well as praying for praying with us and for someone else. Monday is Labor Day, but we will be on broadcast. We won't be long, but we will be on broadcast Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us Monday night. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome weekend. We love you. God bless you. Go in peace.
It ain't what you go through, but how many know it's how you go through it? Because at the end of the day, all of it is going to work together for you again.
God worked for my good.
inside.